KJAN Sports.
And it is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the girls' state basketball tournament gets its week-long run underway today at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. There are seven games on that first day schedule for today. Class 1A will start the day out. At 10 this morning, the first game of the week-long tournament has Turkey Valley facing off against Mount Air. Turkey Valley 24-0 on the season. Mount Air 18-7 heading into that first ball game of the day. That'll be followed by Burlington Notre Dame facing off against Key. Springville will play Kingsley Pearson in the third game of the day. And in the final 1A first round game of the tournament at 3:15 this afternoon, it's Exira EHK facing off against Newell Fonda. Newell Fonda traditionally plays a very tough schedule up north. They're 18-6 on the season. They're also the defending 1A state champs. And they'll face an Exira EHK team who has rolled through their regular season at 23-0. And they're ranked number two in the state. Exira EHK and Newell Fonda. 3:15 is tip time this afternoon. And we'll have all that action for you here on the radio. We'll be on the air at 2:15. We'll get you ready for the ball game with an hour-long pregame show, and then tip time again set for 3:15. So 2:15 airtime this afternoon, Exira EHK versus Newell Fonda. You can hear all that action live here on KJAN today from Des Moines. Then they'll also have three 2A first-round games later on this evening as Western Christian will play Central Decatur in the first game of the night session at 5 o'clock. That'll be followed by Pekin versus Okoboji and Unity Christian facing West Branch late tonight to finish off the first day of action in Des Moines. Now, boys, sub-state finals will continue tonight as well in Class 3A. In action tonight at Atlantic, Perry will face Glenwood. Also at Sioux City tonight, Carroll will play MOC Floyd Valley. At Buena Vista, it'll be Spirit Lake facing Webster City. At Iowa City West High School, Mount Pleasant plays Cedar Rapids Xavier. At Johnston, it's Pella versus Ballard. At Southeast Polk, Newton will face Sheraton. Also, a couple of games up in Cedar Rapids tonight at the U.S. Cellular Center as Waverly Shellrock plays Dubuque Wallert and Mount Vernon faces Solon. Those winners advancing to the 3A state tourney. The 1A and 2A state tournament fields are already set after Saturday night's sub-state finals. In Class 1A, IKM Manning topping Nottoway Valley 65-60. It was St. Albert defeating Stanton 63-41. Also, Danville beat Easton Valley 57-49. Gladbrook Rhinebeck over Linville Sully 49-41. Grandview Christian School beat Montezuma 70-60. It was Jessup over Janesville 56-52. South O'Brien beat Central Lyons 62-50. And West Hancock over Grettinger, Terrell, Ruthven, Ayrshire by a final of 86-76. So the Class 1A field looks like this. Danville is the number one seed, and they'll face eighth-seeded St. Albert in a first-round game a week from today. And also, it'll be West Hancock, the number four seed, playing IKM Manning in a first-round game next Monday as well. IKM Manning, the five seed. Grandview Christian and South O'Brien, one of the matchups on the other side of the bracket, along with Gladbrook Rhinebeck and Jessup in Class 1A. Now, in 2A, Kemper Catholic advancing to the state tournament with a 56-46 win over Trainers Saturday night. It was Des Moines Christian beating Panorama 66-58. Anamosa beat Iowa City Regina 76-65. Western Dubuque over Beckman Catholic 54-47. Dyke New Hartford beat South Hamilton 61-57. Osage over Garner Hayfield Ventura 56-51. Pella Christian beat West Burlington 68-47. And was Western Christian over Sioux Center 87-79 Saturday. The 2A state tourney field looks like this. Dyke New Hartford is the number one seed. They'll face Pella Christian in the first round, with Western Dubuque playing Osage. Kemper Catholic is the seven seed, so they'll face number two seed Western Christian in a first-round matchup next week from tomorrow on Tuesday, the 8th of March. And also Des Moines Christian will face Anamosa in a first-round matchup in the 2A tournament in Des Moines. Well, Iowa's late-season meltdown continued yesterday at Ohio State, leading by six down the stretch. The eighth-ranked Hawkeyes were outscored 12-2 to finish off the game in a 68-64 loss to Ohio State. After starting Big Ten play 10-1, the Hawkeyes have lost four out of their last five, and they looked lost on the offensive end of the court.
You know, it's a little bit disappointing the way we weren't able to close out the game in the half, but you know, it's learning experience, and you know, we got to be better in that area and get key stops when we need them.
That's senior guard Mike Gasell, who had a game tying layup blocked in the waning seconds.
We got a good look at it. I was trying to make a play, and you know, we were only down two, so I was trying to get to the bucket, and You know, I don't know if you fouled me or not. There's a, you know, every time you go to the basket in the Big Ten, there's contact.
Iowa made only 3 of 12 from three-point range, and they went the final 4 minutes and 7 seconds without a field goal.
We didn't make threes tonight. We got to the free throw line. We were turning the ball over again. You know, you just have, you know, multiple guys with more turns and assists against a team that played predominantly half-court man. We got to do a better job there.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says his team really did nothing right down the stretch.
So we're turning the ball over. We're not executing. We're not getting to loose balls. You know, we're playing more tentative than we should be playing. So, you know, I think what we have to do is figure out, okay, what can we do as coaches to get these guys to play a little bit, you know, more solid, a little bit more aware of the importance of execution.
Gasell and Jared Utoff both had 16 points. Peter Jock had a dozen as the Hawkeyes fall to 11-5 in the Big Ten. They're 20-8 overall. Next up, they'll be at home against Indiana in the final home game of the season. We'll have that for you tomorrow night here on the radio. Elsewhere in the top 25, Seton Hall made a huge statement as it tries to land a berth in the NCAA tournament for the first time in 10 years, as Desi Rodriguez had career highs of 27 points and 12 rebounds as the unranked Pirates whipped the fifth-ranked Xavier Musketeers 90-81 yesterday. Also in the top 25, Denzel Valentine's 19 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists led sixth-ranked Michigan State to an 88-57 rout to Penn State. Number 13, Oregon, earned an 86-73 win over Washington. Also yesterday, Pittsburgh gave its NCAA tournament hopes a needed jolt as they thumped number 15, Duke, 76-62. And number 24, SMU, ripped Tulane, 74-53 in yesterday's top 25 men's college hoops. Well, Jimmy Johnson has climbed up NASCAR's all-time victory list by taking the second race of the Sprint Cup season. Johnson used pit strategy and a late yellow to claim the 76th victory of his career at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, tying Dale Earnhardt for 7th on the career wins list. He won the race in overtime, crossing the line under yellow following the only wreck of the day. Dale Earnhardt Jr. finished 2nd, followed by Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, and Carl Edwards. Kyle Busch won the pole Friday, but had to start last after his car failed a post-qualifying inspection. Kevin Harvick led a race-high 131 laps, but he ceded the lead after he made his last green flag pit stop 9 laps after Johnson. In golf, Adam Scott closed with an even par 70 to win the PGA's Honda Classic, as Scott ended a 33-month winless drought on the tour by finishing play at 9 under, one shot in front of Sergio Garcia. American Lexi Thompson won her 7th LPGA title as she took the event in Thailand yesterday, closing with a 68 for a 6-stroke victory. In baseball news, free agent shortstop Ian Desmond has finally found a new team. A baseball official with knowledge of the deal says Desmond has agreed to a 1-year, $8 million deal with the Texas Rangers and will sign once he passes a physical. Desmond had spent his 7-year major league career with the Washington Nationals, hitting .264 with 110 homers, 432 RBIs, and 122 stolen bases. He had 19 homers and 62 knocked in last year while compiling a career-worst .233 average. The Blue Jays have signed former All-Star closer Rafael Soriano, who posted a 6.35 ERA in 6 games with the Chicago Cubs last year. Veteran infielder Juan Uribe has formally signed a 1-year contract with the Indians and will most likely start the season as the Tribe's third baseman. The Dodgers also announced that Clayton Kershaw will be their opening day pitcher for the 6th straight year. Kershaw was 16-7 last season with a 2.13 ERA and 301 strikeouts. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.